In Afghanistan, the factional rivalries that have long plagued the country are already showing up in the new administration of Prime Minister Hamid Karzai. The interim government is the result of a power-sharing agreement worked out at a conference in Germany. It is to remain in power for the next 6 months until a National Council of Afghan Tribal and Religious Leaders meets to appoint a permanent administration. From Kabul, NPR's Jackie Lydon reports on the growing pains of the new Afghan cabinet.
The new cabinet has a clear mandate from the international community and the United Nations to establish peace and security and move the country forward. While the cabinet members grapple with those tasks, however, they must rely on the United Nations to provide each of the 30 ministers here with everything from paper clips to a laptop to a desk and chair and satellite telephone. And all the ministries are so broke, government employees haven't been paid in 6 months. From the beginning, there were concerns about balance in the cabinet. There are five interim deputies under Mr. Karzai. The big three are from the Northern Alliance, which swept the Taliban out of Kabul following weeks of U.S. bombing. The other two deputy prime ministers, at Finance and Women's Affairs, were in exile at the time the Taliban fled Kabul. Seema Samar, the Women's Affairs minister, happened to be traveling in Canada when she received a phone call that she'd been appointed to join the cabinet. It was on December 10th, 5 days after the country's factional leaders reached agreement in Bonn on an interim plan for governing the country in the post-Taliban era.
So I was shocked. I said, well, it's a big responsibility. I mean, they create a new ministry and it's not easy to implement it in such a country.
But she decided to come right away, vowing to create a niche for women's rights and democracy. Yet so far, Samar doesn't even have a building for her ministry. By contrast, the Northern Alliance cabinet members at the Foreign, Defense, and Interior Ministries are well established and have the best real estate in town. Hidayat Amin Arsala, who's come to the finance ministry from the World Bank in Washington, says that doesn't help dispel the perception that the new government is not balanced.
The impression created outside is that it is the government is dominated by one group. And whether it's true or not, in reality, that's a different issue, but that's the perception. And perception, of course, is very important. And it's my advice to my own colleagues also, frankly, is that we must avoid this perception.
One way to avoid this, he says, is to end the customary practice in Afghanistan of winner take the spoils. That, says Amin Arsala, who was foreign minister from 1989 to 1992, was a failure of previous governments.
For example, when we talk about a national army, and it has to be a national army. I mean, it has to represent the people of Afghanistan as a whole. I mean, if we talk about the Ministry of Defense, we have to make sure that the Ministry of Defense represents the people of Afghanistan. And similarly, the Ministry of Interior, which deals with security issues and things like that.
Analysts say that Hamid Karzai has sought to balance the power of the Northern Alliance with his own actions. The Defense Ministry has caused problems. A week ago, a spokesman there issued several provocative statements saying Afghanistan wanted America to end its bombing. Karzai hastened to issue a denial. It's well known that Defense Minister Mohammad Fahim wanted to limit the size of the international peacekeeping force and the duration of its stay. But Karzai insisted on a peacekeeping force as envisaged at the Bonn conference. Deputy Education Minister Fazila Jalal readily acknowledges the fragility of Afghanistan's interim government, but he said he believes the cabinet members will eventually overcome their differences, though it will require patience.
In Afghanistan, you can't move too quickly. It's not that sort of society. You have to move step by step, and yet, in spite of all the difficulties, remain optimistic.
Analysts here say outside pressure and the lure of billions of dollars in reconstruction aid is the major incentive for the cabinet ministers to work together. As Afghanistan's justice minister put it the other day, what alternative do we have but to cooperate? Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.